First, a federal judge has denied requests from various groups to postpone the April 7th election as the COVID-19 outbreak continues here in Wisconsin and around the world. Judge William Conley said in his ruling yesterday that it wasn't appropriate for a judge to make the decision and criticized Governor Evers and state Republicans for not taking steps to push back the election. Conley did extend two deadlines that could make casting a ballot on Tuesday easier for voters statewide, and Conley ruled that clerks could not release the results before April 13th. That was yesterday. Now, Governor Evers is urging the legislature to convene in special session tomorrow to consider allowing a mail-in spring election and extending the due date along the way. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Wisconsin Public Radio News Team. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Well, this story is moving fast, Sean. It might be changing while we're talking right now. What is the latest? We'll start here from Governor Evers on this.
Yeah, I feel like there's a very good chance that we'd have a development like in the next 10 minutes or so. So the latest from Governor Evers is he called a special session to, you know, as you mentioned, delay this election. And this is significant because, you know, it's a special session call, which is kind of procedurally, a significant step for a governor to take. But I think it's especially significant because this is the first time that we've heard Governor Evers say that this election needs to be delayed. He has in the past, about a week ago, called for a move to an all mail-in election, but Republicans balked at that. They said there's no way that the state could actually achieve that in such a short period of a time, and elections officials largely backed them up on that. This is different. He's calling for a delay of the election until May 19th. That would give the state more time to print and mail absentee ballots to more than 3 million people, or at least to the millions who haven't requested them on their own already.
So that's a big change.
We're going to vote
on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, and to be determined on whether this is something that the legislature goes along with as of this moment that we're speaking, and I expect this could change at any point, but Republicans have not yet said whether they will support this. So what if they don't? You know, and they say that this is too late in the game, we can't make this change right now. Evers was asked about this a few times today at a briefing that he attends a few times a week with the Department of Health Services, and he said that if they take no action, we'll be looking at whatever action we can take. So, you know, essentially it would really come down to the governor then if the legislature didn't act, because a federal court has said that it's not going to delay the election. Evers is now putting it in kind of the legislature's lap. And if they say no, then it's kind of up to him to decide whether this thing moves forward. And if it moves forward, it's going to be unlike any election we have ever experienced.
The line so far, I think from everybody, I think including Governor Evers even, is that the governor single-handedly can't change an election date in Wisconsin. Am I right? That's the impression I've been hearing from everybody?
That's what he said, and he has said pretty consistently for a long time now that this election needs to happen, because this is not just a presidential primary that we're talking about in Wisconsin. Other states have delayed their elections because that's what they're voting on, is a presidential nominating contest. Evers has said, and Republican lawmakers have been on the same page about this, that this election is going to be for a state Supreme Court race, other judgeships, other local offices throughout the state, and that they need to be filled, and this election has to happen. I think that's the significant difference that he has pointed out when he's been talked about this before. He's now saying that because of the public health emergency, you've got this surge of COVID-19 cases, is a word he used, in southeast Wisconsin. You couple that with the decision by the Milwaukee election officials to close most of their polling places. He's saying you're creating a public health situation, basically, a dangerous public health situation, and so that has forced his hand.
Sean Johnson is with us, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at next Tuesday's possible election day, court orders coming out here, or a special session called by the governor for lawmakers to try to bump this thing back and turn it into a mail-in election. Well, Sean, let's set the governor and lawmakers aside for the moment. The current state of affairs is what came out from this judge yesterday. Talk about his decision, his ruling.
Yeah, the judge yesterday from, the ruling yesterday from Judge William Connolly was very critical of the governor and the legislature for not delaying the election. I mean, he put it on them, saying that they had created a dangerous public health situation for the public and for poll workers who are going to be asked to, against the advice that the government is giving them right now, to avoid crowds, that they're going to be asked to go out and join crowds to vote, basically. But Connolly said that the legislature and the governor should have delayed the election, but that it was not his call as a federal judge to delay an election. He said that Supreme Court cases had made it clear that that wasn't his decision to make. But what Connolly did do is he extended the amount of time people have to return absentee ballots. Before he ruled, that deadline for absentee ballots to be received was election night at 8 p.m., so April 7th at 8 p.m. Under Connolly's order, they could be received all the way up until April 13th, the Monday after the election, at 4 p.m. And that was a significant step. And also, because of the way that he worded his ruling, those ballots would not have to be postmarked by Election Day. In fact, they could also be returned by hand or in a drop box after Election Day.
And that's another big change. Now, there has been some response to the change in deadlines for absentee ballots. What have we heard about that, Sean?
Yeah, as far as the other change in deadline for absentee ballots is that the judge's order extended it to today, to the deadline for absentee ballots. It was yesterday that if you wanted to request one, you had until 5 p.m. yesterday. He extended that till today at 5 p.m.
Yeah, are Republicans happy with the later deadline for those ballots to be returned and counted?
Republicans appealed his ruling almost immediately, and one of the things that they were really focused on was the idea that because he had set this April 13th date for returning his ballots, and he hadn't required the ballots to be postmarked, that you have sort of a kind of an election that never ends. I mean, it would end on April 13th, but it's not like your typical election where you count the ballots on April 7th and you decide who won. They're saying that it raised the prospect that people, you have this kind of rolling count. And the other issue that they had nothing to do with the deadlines that Connolly was dealing with. It had to do with a provision that he also essentially repealed, where if you vote absentee under current law, you're supposed to get a signature from somebody who witnesses the ballot. Connolly said that is basically impossible for some people to achieve right now because they're being confined by COVID-19. And so if they can't get a witness signature, they should still be allowed to cast their absentee ballots. Republicans have challenged that, said that he's trying to rewrite laws that were passed by legislature, signed by a governor.
And Sean, in the meantime, I understand we're getting an avalanche of absentee ballots already coming in on this one, right?
You've had an avalanche of requests, that's for sure. You've had more than 1.1 million absentee ballots requested as of yesterday. The number of ballots returned, again, as of the latest statistics, was nowhere near that high. And so what you could see is that, assuming a large number of those people do return them in coming days, it's going to kind of overwhelm election workers at a time when they are also dealing with an in-person election that is, being conducted under social distancing, is being conducted in very unusual times. And so that's kind of what Judge Connolly's order was addressing. But because of what's happening today with Governor Evers' order and everything else, you know, we'll see, we'll see what next Tuesday brings.
We'll leave it there for now, Sean. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
It's a roller coaster. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He joined us today to talk about a judge's decision yesterday to not postpone next week's election amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Then the request today from Governor Evers for lawmakers to get to work tomorrow, effectively delay the election and turn it into a mail-in election instead. More twists and turns to come, I'm guessing, today and over the weekend. You can keep following the latest breaking news over at WPR.org/news. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.